We're here at an incredible event with Tom Henderson, with my good friend Anthony, and you guys are probably asking why we're here at the gym. There's actually, you know, the only space that's quiet to be able to record some content really quick, because there's a lot of, you know, networking going on at this event, because these events, some of the most powerful things that are happening are is networking, right? You're being able to meet so many people. So me and Anthony were just having a quick conversation of like things that are happening in his business and things that are happening for us because of these type of events and kind of what's going on. So I just wanted to get a chance for you guys to hear, number one, who Anthony is and, you know, what he's doing and what he's experiencing as far as growth, because it's insane to think about what is happening right now. So.
Yeah, it's Hivemind. I'm the main janitorial staff. I make sure that everything's mopped and cleaned correctly. Bathrooms are completely sanitized. The Hivemind is not exactly a brand, right? People say, oh, it's a GHL CRM. Like, well, yeah, that was the product that kind of introduced us to the world, right? To help people do mass marketing, because that's really our business, right? Mass marketing. Right. You get in front of as many sellers as possible, so you want to talk.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you can do. So we kind of chose the CRM as a central business model. But the hive mind is exactly what you think it is and what it sounds like, right? Mm-hmm. So it is the space between people. It's a network that already exists. So I don't own the hive mind, right? I don't own what everybody thinks and how you guys communicate and when you talk to each other.
Yeah.
So it's the network between the people, right? So you can't own it, you can't buy it, you can't do anything. All I do is I wear a shirt because I think thinking about the hive mind in that manner is cool. And then it has like a computer chip because like we're all like now, we're connected through cyberspace and personally. So the hive mind is that for one, but what we're using it for is we're training people at mass how to go after big giant land deals.
Yeah.
And then we help them take them down, fund them, develop them, whatever has to happen to that piece of land. So people hide from me, you know, they really do. Like, oh, don't tell Anthony you're doing deals over here. He's going to bring everybody. But like, it's people are already there.
Yeah.
Right. And sooner or later, I'm going to meet them. Right. So the infrastructure is already in place, the personnel infrastructure. So now we're just trying to activate the people that are already there and say, hey, do you need some money? You want me to call the seller back for you? Like everything. We'll do everything for you. So it's a cool business model, but it's just layered on top of something that already exists.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you know, for those of you guys to kind of give you a backstory on kind of how we met, you know, obviously through social media initially, and I was watching one of their podcasts that they were doing, and they were explaining how they were doing bigger deals just by looking at bigger opportunities, which essentially was just land. I got motivated, saw a podcast, joined their mastermind that they had going on, took action, and I did my biggest deal since I've been in real estate, which a lot of you guys have heard the story on this land deal, right? That was kind of a little crazy where we're netting $3,000 a month. So that was a quick story. But at the last event, I was able to meet, you know, so many incredible people, and we were just sharing, like, one of the guys that had no experience in real estate is all of a sudden now doing a huge deal. I mean, it's crazy for people that get started in you know, single family investing, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I flipped a house and I'm going to be making, you know, $50,000, $100,000, and it's obviously really good. But when you're looking at these types of deals, I mean, why don't you share with them what kind of deal we're talking about?
I won't go heavy into the numbers, but the deals are substantial, and there's a lot of them. It's a blue ocean.
Right.
Right. So what do you need? You need personnel. You need people. There's a lot that goes into it. So I'll tell you exactly what's happening. Development's happening, like recession or not.
Right.
Neighborhoods going up everywhere. Right. Apartments, all that stuff, public housing. So there's a mass movement that's already happening of people doing this development, but I don't think anybody's ever done it at scale, like the way that we're preparing to do it, right? So let's say the hive mind is a million people or 1,000 people. I don't even know what the number is, right? People that are developing nationwide. There's what we created. I guess it's like a programming center for the top of the machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mass accumulation of information is what's happening right now inside of the hive mind. So we're sitting in the room with like some of the smartest people in the world, some of the most well-connected people in the world. So we're making a play for it. Like, I don't know how much we're gonna buy, but it's gonna be a lot.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. It's really like we're governing the mass accumulation of information for development.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, and for a lot of you guys to simplify it, I mean, not simplify it, but to help you guys understand, essentially what they're, you know, have been focusing in is just finding large tracts of land, 100 plus acres usually.
Whatever, 500,
you know, whatever, 500, 1,000 acres, and then just being able to just sell them off for so many things, whether it's development, whether it's for mobile homes, whether it's for commercial, I mean, just whatever the land can do, right? Mm-hmm. And you're able to make so much more, kind of the pizza approach, right? I mean, if you sell a pizza by the slice, you're gonna get so much more than buying a whole pizza, right?
This is it's a decentralization of a stored equity.
Yeah.
Right. So commercial buildings, houses, all that, they have a certain amount of equity. And so you recirculate that equity into the marketplace every time you flip something, be it a commercial building, a house, anything.
Right.
Land doesn't get flipped.
Yeah.
The guy's owned it for 100 years or 200 years.
Yeah.
So we are decentralizing all that dead equity. Yeah. We're activating it and then recirculating it into the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the same. The example of the property that I was able to buy from a person that inherited land, and he just had land sitting there. He had a couple cattle on there, and he wasn't really making any money. And all of a sudden, I went to him, hey, I can give you cash flow for your land. And he's like, what? Okay. So now he's getting cash flow from the land that was just sitting there,
mm-hmm.
right? And I mean, that's exactly what we're doing, right? I mean, you know, I know Daniel has said the bad thing about land is that it doesn't cash flow. The good thing about land is it cash flows. Like, what do I mean by that? Is that...
That's a good and the bad, that it doesn't cash
good and bad.
Flow.
Right, the good and the bad, you know?
Yeah.
That essentially, for a lot of people, they don't know how to make it cash flow. But for us, we go in there and we figure out, you know, what we can do to make it cash flow and get a substantial amount of returns. And I mean, that's exactly what we're learning in this conference, you know, learning from people that are, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ahead of us, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing I will tell you about this room is that the average probably age of people in the room is probably 55, 65 years old, you know, probably a little bit higher. 65, you know, you're as an average, those people have so much more experience than some of the events that maybe some people go where, you know, everybody's in their 20s. And
you go to a meetup, a real estate meetup, San Antonio, Tuesday night, wear your best suit, and it's all a bunch of kids, you know, and like a few mentors.
Yeah.
This room's all mentors and very little kids. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's a different room. And we're, you know, having strategies where with the note business and with these opportunities where, you know, you can make an insane amount of, you know, yield where, I mean, it's just hard to wrap your mind around it when you start thinking in terms of the actual numbers. It's insane. So, you know, I'd encourage for anybody that wants to learn a little bit more about how they can get started. And it's, I mean, just a very plug and play. There's so much that you can do, because one thing that we were talking about is everybody has something that they're missing to be able to unlock the vault, right? Some people have capital, they can't find deals, right? Or it's a little bit harder to find those deals.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have knowledge, but they can't raise capital, right? And it's just figuring out what's missing, putting it all together, and just creating a huge, massive machine, right? I mean,
it's like I said, man, it's happening all by itself, right? There's an infinite number of connections out there. That's why I love network marketing. I love multi-level marketing. Somebody somewhere trained us to make fun of multi-level marketing people.
Right.
But they're some of the best business people in the world.
Yeah.
And if you learn the business of connecting with people at scale, you could pretty much take over whatever industry you're most interested in.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know, but right. I mean, I actually was in network marketing for 5 solid years.
You didn't have to tell me all that. You can tell, man, you're a high performer.
Yeah,
you know, it just teaches you how to work your way through challenges, build big organizations, get people working together, right? So, like I said, it's already a natural phenomenon.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, let's laugh at the guy that's becoming a professional networker. Like,
right.
Ha. That's an interesting thing to have done to a society, is right. to make them not want to communicate with each other. So I just wonder about programming, TV, CNN, stuff like that, you know what I mean?
And the most valuable thing that we're getting out of these events is the networking.
Yeah, you know, being in the same room with these people and being able to ask questions live for an hour or two,
I mean, some of these people are people that could probably get paid several hundred thousands of dollars an hour for some of that knowledge, and you have the ability, like, hey, by the way, I got a question about... Boom, all of a sudden you get that instant, and not only that, but you get that connection, and they say, you know what, if you have any further issues, or if you have deals or whatever, here's my contact information, reach out, and you start building those relationships, and those relationships accumulated over time are just gonna take you, I mean, to where you wouldn't have ever imagined 10 years ago. Like, for example, 10 years ago, would you imagine that you'd be doing what you're doing right now? I mean, some of the deals that you're doing, I mean.
Yes.
You
dude, I come from a marketing background. So it's like 15, 17 years of marketing. So it's like, it was for my dad's, mostly like his construction company.
Yeah.
So either we had work or no work at all.
Yeah.
So guess what? Some days you might not eat.
Right.
So I stuck in my head, I better go find more work. So through networking, through marketing, online, some on and offline channels, I got really good at mass accumulation of leads, right? But I did it in a roofing company.
Yeah.
So we're building like a 100,000 square foot roof. And I don't have any employees. I don't have a garage. I don't have a chainsaw. I don't know, nothing. And I would just kind of contract it and wholesale the deal.
Yeah.
And then I saw them doing that with real estate. So I'm like, oh, guess what? I quit construction. Right? And that's all the same principle, a mass accumulation of leads.
Yeah.
And so I already knew coming in, like, oh man, I'm gonna be big at this. Yeah. But it's not me.
Right.
I'm just networking, like I'm finding the people that are doing it.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, can you use 5 more of those? No. Like, do you need some capital?
Yeah.
So you're just connecting the deals to the money, connecting the people to the right resources. Other than that, we're not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. So you're basically making an exponential amount of return by connecting the dots, connecting people, and figuring out what's missing, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, it's just crazy how you reach a level where, you know, at the very beginning, you're like, man, I'm trying to make my first 10K, right? Like, what would you say to somebody that maybe is, you know, getting started, what they should do to be able to exponentially grow or exponentially reach, you know, wherever they're trying to get to the fastest way possible?
That's a lot of groundwork. I always deconstruct things. Like, I try to reverse time sometimes. Like, okay, if this is the end result.
Right. Yeah.
Like, let's say a guy's good at mini storages, and I'm like, I want to collapse that guy's business. What are the logical steps for me to help that guy collapse his business? I would buy all the land around him, and then I'll just build mini storages and put them cheaper than his. And now his whole company shut down. Boom. 100 million down the drain.
Yeah.
So I just think about stuff like that. So if I'm thinking about a kid and you're just getting started in real estate, or an adult, anybody, find somebody that's doing a lot of volume. I don't care who it is. In your own city, in your own backyard, very close to your house, as close as possible, find somebody who's ethical and honest, that's doing high volume, and go work for them for free.
Yeah.
For how long? As long as they want you to.
Yeah.
Because if you're not good, if you're not a good communicator, a good networker, they're gonna kick you out of the office anyway.
Yeah.
They don't want you there just sucking up energy.
Yeah.
So if you get around those people and they keep you, then you're off to the races. You have money, you have connections, you have deals, you have contracts. You could give away a deal. Yeah. Oh man, this little deal is $4,500. 60 days. You want to make $4,500 in 60 days? You're like, I'll take it. There, free money. You know? Now it's your problem for the next 60 days. If it closes, throw me $1,000. Okay, done. Deal's done. I did one of those recently, and the total comeback was $30,000 off like 2 or 3 text messages I sent. So the networking, the relationship is where the money's at.
Yeah.
And people are fighting over deals, fighting over ranches, fighting over houses. Like, I'm buying on this side of town. You bought the house I was going to buy. Like, when you're just checking, like, they're still fighting. Let's go back to more ranches.
That's one of the things that I really, got excited and I really liked about, for example, the land game, is that single family houses, everybody in there, like you said, everybody in their mama is fighting for these single
family houses. House. I got a house on the south side. You can make 80,000 profit, and like 692,813 comments like in the last 2 hours. Like, oh man, the price of that house just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
But you say, hey, I got 100 acres for sale in Poteet, and everybody's like, Poteet sucks. Nothing out there. Like,
yeah.
Can I buy it?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And automatically they check out. They're like, you know, what is it? $1.5, $2 million for, you know, the property. Whatever. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't look at stuff that's over $400,000, but there's similar resources, similar energy that goes into it, but you're just making a lot more. Like you said, I mean, 3 text messages, you're, you know, on a 30K
deal. I didn't go to Home Depot once. Yeah. I didn't sign any paperwork. I sent the guy text messages because I would feel annoyed for him to send me the contract. Did you get it? Did you sign it? Like, oh, you made some mistakes. And now it becomes a whole ordeal for me trying to give away a free lead.
Right.
Like, hey, if it turns into some cash, send me some money. Yeah. That's all I can ask. And if the guy burned me, he stole the deal, did the deal without you, like, he's never getting a lead again.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't care about that. Keep the 30. Just don't ever call me again for anything.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how we roll.
Yeah.
Like, once somebody does something to prove that they're a bad or just even a neutral, you know, contribution to the machine, we just cut them loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep the right people around and, the wrong people filter themselves out.
That's all it is. And then so now the machine gets better, the connections are better, the people are better, higher quality connections, like the people that you actually want to go to an event with, sit down and have lunch.
Yeah.
Like, now they're everywhere.
Yeah, like, I mean, like the people here in
the
room.
I didn't know all you guys were going to be here.
Yeah.
Amazing people in the room. That,
yeah. Some, like,
a lot of which I already knew.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know, Leon Johnson, like all these just.
Lots of names
high
here.
Level, yeah. High level guys that, you know, have been in this space for, like I said, not 5 years. We're talking about people that have been in the space for 30, 40, 50 years. Last night I had lunch with a gentleman named Lyle. You know, he's been in the space since, I think, the 70s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm down there kicking knowledge. I was like, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah, the amount of knowledge, I mean, apartment complexes, land, like, you name it. I mean, the guy is very well off, you know, and that's who I want to learn from, not the person that thinks they know what is going on, and they've just been in the business for 2 or 3 years, right?
You may never get a chance to sit with Tom Henderson in the same room ever again.
Exactly.
He's probably never going to be in front of a slideshow. We're here for a piece of history.
Right.
Right? So this is pretty cool. Like I said, mass accumulation of knowledge, very experienced people sharing the information, right?
Yeah.
And this is the funniest thing. When somebody has like these private business practices, this is our top secret stuff that we don't teach nobody. Because everybody knows the information.
Yeah.
I just have to meet that one person that knows that little piece and then meet this person that has that little piece. So there's nothing you get to keep private. So the Hive Mind is also watching that. We're keeping a digital record, me and Daniel, of the people that like try to slide us or do us wrong because they're trying to hide their business model from us. And we're like, you got a little tag on you now. I'm coming for you. So we are making good relationships. We're sorting the people that need to be sorted out. And we're just having a lot of fun, man. Like this is my biggest funny thing that I think is, I don't know, is people have real estate goals, right? I'm gonna own 1,000 doors.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
10,000 acres. Like, where does it stop?
Yeah.
Right? Because if that's your goal, by the time you hit the most acres out of you and all your friends, and you brag about it at every party, now what? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I have 1,000 doors. I make $2 million a month in cash flow. $2 million, you can't even spend that. I mean, you can't eat it. You couldn't. I mean, unless you're doing stupid stuff or buying, not excluding buying real estate and yachts, right? But if you're just living expenses, you can't eat $2 million.
Yeah.
So far beyond that, I went on vacation 26 times. How many times are you gonna go to the beach in Turks and Caicos, right? Before, like, we've been there a bunch. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think about that too, like short-term goals and long-term goals, but having goals that are measured by metrics, right? Like by Q1 this and by Q2, that's fantastic, awesome, great. But I don't want to sit at home doing spreadsheets, checking my Q1 goals for next year, but I can go look at a ranch and buy it today.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just like, you got to be able to move quickly. And a lot of these big deals, they're not that easy to move that quickly.
Yeah.
Take a lot of navigation. So we've gotten pretty good at being able to move quick on substantial size deals. And
I mean, where do you think you're going to be at by the end of the year as far as, you know, volume or just, you know, numbers, what you're looking at, what's in the pipeline?
Look, every time somebody brings up arbitrary numbers, I don't have like close to my heart. Like, I just said this year we would buy 1,000 acres.
Yeah.
And we're 25% of the way there right now. I might close it out like in the next 90 days. And I might not. Yeah. But what if I do? Who cares?
Right.
Yeah. What if that by end of September, December, next Christmas? Who cares?
Yeah.
But I'm coming for 1,000 acres and I can do it inside of the next 2 deals.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, we better get back to the training. I know we're, like you said, I mean, history in the making. I mean, the last time probably we're going to see Tom Henderson speak. So we'll be sharing with you guys as much as we can and helping out the community. So appreciate you and wish you all the success.
Let's take this whole game over.
Yeah, let's do it.
You might as well.
So awesome. Well, we'll put all the information for Anthony and Havma where you can follow him and get more information. You know, I know that it's life-changing. It's insane to know that. I mean, we were just speaking to a gentleman that had no experience in real estate at all. Went to an event, and all of a sudden, he's doing huge deal. We're talking in the millions upon millions.
Tens of millions.
Tens of millions. Yeah. So it's insane. So life-changing. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace. Appreciate it, bro.